Today I'm visiting with Brittany Rice. Brittany is with Community and Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Yeah,
Ames Boone area.
Yes, thanks for having me back.
The last time when we visited, we talked about gambling addiction, and because we were in the midst of March Madness, and it got a little crazy there. So tell me, what kinds of things are going on in the area of gambling addiction for CFR? Because we've got a counselor around here now that...
Yep, we have our gambling counselor based out of the Ames office, Morgan Stone. We are seeing more gambling clients come through the door. I mean, they're not like overwhelming us right now, but
sure.
We went from zero to about six. So that's definitely an increase, and we are still working on just getting out into the community to do presentations and educate people about problem gambling. A lot of people don't realize that gambling can be an addiction.
And a lot of them think, well, they can deal with it. They'll call, what is it, Bets Off?
Yep, 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that a lot of times if they do that, they're going to get directed to make contact with you guys.
Yeah, if you're in Boone County and you call 1-800-BETS-OFF, you're going to first go through to their call center, but once they figure out what county you're in, they're going to direct you to CFR, and you're going to either talk to Morgan or myself.
Okay. The thing is, we've offered gambling treatment before. I mean, you started doing that, gosh, quite a while ago.
Yeah, I've been working on the gambling program probably for 5 years now.
It comes and goes. It ebbs and flows.
Absolutely.
Just like anything, any other program.
Yep.
But it is an addiction.
Yes, it absolutely is an addiction. It works very similar to other substances on the brain. There's, you know, a whole bunch of science behind it, but the brain actually gets rewired, and that's how it becomes the addiction.
And over the years, visiting with some of the other counselors out of CFR, they say it starts early, and we're seeing it starting earlier in younger people.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the online stuff.
Absolutely. The online thing definitely is a thing. Video games have gambling within them that we don't always think about. So I would just, you know, urge parents, don't hook up your credit cards to those games, because you could definitely see yourself in some trouble there. But also, you know, sports betting or betting on things at school. I mean, I would assume kids are still doing that because it went on when I was a kid, you know.
It happens.
Cell phones, absolutely. It's hard to, you know, monitor when these kids are getting on these apps, what their age actually is. There's all sorts of different ways that kids might be getting into gambling.
If people have questions, I guess that's a big thing. If people have questions, maybe they've got a friend. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people kind of hide it.
Oh, absolutely. I call it the hidden addiction.
But if they do have questions, if they want to talk to somebody, just call.
Yep, you can call 1-800-BETS-OFF, or you can call any of our CFR offices. I believe we cover 22 counties now. So you can call any of our offices, but our local office is, we have a Boone office, and that's 515-433-0369. Okay. And you can talk to somebody there, or you can call the Ames office at 515-232-3206.
Morgan would love to visit with you.
Absolutely, so he would.
Doesn't mean he's going to make you do it. I mean, you'll find out. Because when people are successful with it, as you've had people many years ago, I shouldn't say many years ago,
a few years ago
when we first started visiting with you about things, one of those things, you had people that wanted some help, got a hold of you, and really had a pretty good group going, and you had success with some.
Yeah, I definitely saw more success with my people once we got the group going, and I always tell people a group only has to start with two people, and that's exactly how I started my group. It was me and two gambling clients in the room, and we gathered every week, and eventually we started growing, and one of them's been... It sounds silly to say clean or sober from gambling, but they haven't gambled in about 2.5 years. So it was super exciting. They touch base with me every now and then.
Just to keep you updated, too.
Yeah.
Well, we've just wrapped up Mental Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of March into the beginning of May.
Yep.
April. Wow.
Yeah.
But really, and that's to let people remember that it is a health issue.
It absolutely is a health issue. Gambling's a health issue. Substance abuse is a health issue. Any mental illness, of course, is a health issue.
Help is there.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the awareness we've got in April.
The focus
is...
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. So I'm so used to talking about gambling that this is a little bit of a turn
but
for me.
It's the same kind of addiction.
It is. It is the same kind of addiction. And actually, I ran some statistics a while back because last week I did a presentation at Iowa State. And alcohol is still our highest diagnosed substance use disorder for this area. So it's definitely a big problem. And I want to say it was like 47% of our primary diagnosis was alcohol.
Oh. And so many things come from the addiction.
Oh,
the alcohol addiction.
Absolutely.
It's so much of an impact.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we absolutely see issues within the family with alcohol. Of course, legal issues with DUIs or other things that might go on with that. And then there's so many health issues that people don't even realize. One of the big ones that I see a lot of times is high blood pressure. People don't realize, but if you're chronically drinking, oftentimes if you have high blood pressure, stopping the drinking can reduce the blood pressure. We see a lot of people who come in that maybe they've been in the hospital and they were diagnosed with high blood pressure, and it's related to the alcohol use.
Or overuse?
Yes.
Or just...
Yes, alcohol abuse, I guess, abuse is what we call it.
Alcohol use disorder, again, that's just the inability to stop.
Yeah. I mean, the diagnostics are, you know, basically you've tried to quit and you're unable to. It's difficult to quit. Maybe you're hiding it, using despite the consequences, or drinking despite the consequences, drinking in high risk situations, and a handful of other different things. Mm-hmm.
Do you run into people that are younger, under 18?
We do from time to time. So our Fort Dodge location does have a pretty vast adolescent program, both inpatient and outpatient. So they see a lot more of the adolescent program than we, or the adolescents than we do in Ames or Boone. But we do have YSS for Ames and Boone. And so a lot of the adolescents go there, which they have a great program for adolescents. So I would definitely recommend.
And those are, and again, make contact. It's always make contact.
Oh.
If you think you have somebody with an issue or a problem.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you get younger people, you're not going to.
Right.
They're not going to come in on their own.
I think a lot of times, I hate to say parents, but a lot of times parents will kind of be like, well, it's just a teen being a teen. And maybe it is, but maybe it's more.
Yeah. And this is the time of the year when we see quite a bit of that.
Yeah. I mean, they're going on school break. You know, they don't have as many responsibilities and things like that going on. I'm assuming they're maybe staying out later at night and things like that. Plus, it's nicer weather. You know, it does kind of go hand in hand, I hate to say. So, yeah.
It's springtime. It happens.
Right.
Well, we're getting there. So, so what are some of the things, because I know CFR, you provide a lot of, you do the classes.
Yes, we do the 12-hour Prime for Life class, which is better known as the drunk driving class. So that's offered every other month. We have it out of our Ames location and our Fort Dodge location. And they're not on the same weekend. It is, I believe, $180 that people have to pay for that. And it's a 12-hour class that's required by the DOT to get your driver's license back. I do like to point out that it is not treatment.
It is not. No, it's a class.
Yeah, it's a class that you are required to take if you get an OWI. So it's like a Friday evening. I think it's from like 4 to 8 and then 8 a.m. to like 4 p.m. on a Saturday. So it does take up a good chunk of your weekend, but you'll get it knocked out and be able to move on to the next step.
And folks, do you have people that will come out of that and realize that maybe they do have an issue and then maybe ask about anything additional?
Yeah. A lot of people that I've talked to after they take the class come out talking about the fact that they learned a lot and there's things that they didn't realize and they could see where maybe their drinking was problematic. So I definitely see people kind of getting some self-realization out of that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's still number one, isn't it? Still the challenge, biggest challenge.
Yeah, it really is.
Of all ages. Well, it's hard to say how young, because nowadays there's a lot of different impacts, especially among the younger people. So what does CFR offer for those that want to go through a program and stuff? Because alcohol leads to so many other things.
Yeah. So if you're looking like to get into substance abuse treatment, so the first step is always an evaluation. In Boone right now, I am offering limited evaluation just because of the limited staff. Most of us are experiencing that. But you can come into the Boone office. Just give us a call and we'll schedule you for a substance abuse evaluation. Or we do walk-ins in any of our four main locations. So that's Ames, Fort Dodge, Des Moines, or Iowa City. We do walk-in evaluations. In Ames, it's on Tuesdays from 11 to 2:30, Thursdays from 2 to 6, and then Fridays from 10 to 3. Okay. So you can come in for a walk-in evaluation during any of those times. Slots do fill up fast, so come in early. but it starts there. You'll get evaluated, and at that point, you'll get recommended whatever level of care you meet criteria for. There's the residential programs, of course. Below residential, we have what we call intensive outpatient treatment. And I will say it's exactly what it sounds. It's pretty intense, but the intense part goes on for about a month. And then you drop down to a lower level of care. So you can be recommended the intensive outpatient, or there's a lower level of care. We're just calling that one outpatient at this point. And that can really vary. At minimum, typically it's about an eight-week program through 3 to 4 hours a group a week. So it's a lot less than maybe some of our higher levels of care. And then after that, you can stay on really for as long as you feel like you might need that extra support. But that's kind of what our continuum looks like. Of course, we do offer mental health therapy. We have psych. And then we do have medication-assisted treatment on site as well. So that could be help with methadone or naltrexone or things like that.
Things that would require that kind of assistance.
Yes.
Because I'm sure some may want that help.
Yeah. And, you know, we are seeing more people, alcohol especially, being more open to the medication-assisted treatment. We've had a lot of people getting on the naltrexone lately, which all that is a craving reducer, which we know cravings are hard to, you know, combat. So if something can help without creating a new addiction, let's do it.
Without creating a new one. Yeah, that those are the big challenges there. So, again, these are services that are available. And I know we always start with an evaluation. Mm-hmm. Like you said, kind of limited now because of staffing related issues. Our Boone office, if people have a concern, if they want to stop and visit, you know, just at least broach the subject, maybe come in and see, you know, is this something I think I might want to find out more, or be more, you know, get more assistance with? Or do I know somebody that might need assistance? How can I help steer them?
Yeah, so our Boone office is located on South Marshall Street, right next to Intensity, not far from McDonald's or Dairy Queen. Our lovely front desk staff there she's there 5 days a week.
Okay, she's there.
She's there Monday through Friday. She can help steer you in the right direction. I'm there on Mondays and Fridays all day right now. So if you needed to come chat with me or give me a call, that's where I'll be located. Otherwise, I'm in the Ames office. We do have a therapist on site a couple days a week as well, along with psych. So
there are opportunities for assistance.
Yep.
And, you know, I mentioned that we talked about younger people with YSS, but also, as you mentioned, you do have adolescent programs.
Yeah, we do have adolescent programs.
We kind of collaborate on some of those, I'm guessing.
We do. So if an adolescent wanted to be seen by us for substance abuse, right now, typically what we offer, at least in the Ames or Boone location, is just individual sessions once a week at maximum, just because we can't put them with adults. If they need something higher than that, we would refer them to YSS or even our Fort Dodge location if they were needing residential.
There are those options available. They are out there.
So. Yes, they are out there.
So we do have that kind of assistance there. With all of that happening, I got to throw in a reminder, too, because we have our drug drop-off thing that's coming up the end of the month.
And yes.
You know, I know you know a little bit about that, but that's one of those things. April is one of those months where
there is the drug drop-off. I'm not super familiar with the locations in Boone, but I think any pharmacies. I did, however, hear that the police are not able to help this month.
Oh, okay.
I did hear that one through the grapevine through an email.
Okay. But they do have a bin during the weekdays.
Yep.
They've got a drop-off bin, and we know at the Sheriff's Department they do have one too. So.
One thing I did want to throw out there is Iowa State, at the end of the month, has their Out of the Darkness walk that they're hosting. So that's suicide awareness. As we know, suicide rates, I don't know if they're necessarily on the rise, but we're becoming more aware of them, if nothing else. And so I'm actually working to put together a team to participate in that walk. So we will have CFR staff members and family members at the Out of Darkness walk. And I think that is the 29th, because it's the Saturday.
Right, on the last Saturday of the month. And that's one of those things, we tend to, it always seems to be in the back there, because so many things end up going there. Alcohol-related and/or.
Alcohol, gambling, meth, mental illness, you know, all sorts of different things can lead to suicide. So when I saw that the walk was going on a weekend that I was actually free, I decided let's set it up. So, yeah, we're organizing a team and we'll be there. So come chat with us or whatever.
Find out or go and take part yourself.
Yeah, go and take part. I know we are bringing some resources and stuff to hand out. But absolutely, set up a team. I mean, it never hurts to raise a little bit of money for suicide awareness.
And we'll find out. Information's available. I'm pretty sure Iowa State's got some information.
Yes, they have information on their website from what I could see.
All right. Brittany Bryce has been our guest on our program today. And once again, obviously, there's so many things. Last month, we talked about gambling addiction, and then we had Mental Health Week in there. But this month has been alcohol awareness, and that's a big thing.
Yep.
And you do, I mean, CFR, that's one of the reasons I remember many, 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 many years ago that we started to get some association with CFR here in Central Iowa, because, or in Boone County anyway, because of the need for getting that those classes in, the OWI classes, being able to get that assistance and have that assistance available for adults.
Yes.
Because so many things have been focused on younger people.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's easier to prevent a full-fledged addiction or a problem earlier on, but we also can't ignore that sometimes people already have that going on.
It's
so
there.
We need to help them.
Again, we've been talking about services available by Community and Family Resources on our program today. Brittany Rice, our guest. And we do have a Boone office again down on the south side. What's the phone number again?
515-433-0369.
And if you ever have any questions, just go online. Just go CFRhelps.org. That's a great way to do that. And you can make contact any of the offices and find out a lot more about services that are available.
Absolutely. You can email us through our website. You can contact us through Your Life Iowa. You can also, I recently discovered, message us on Facebook.
All right. See, it's there. Help is available.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in today. And again, we'll look forward to visiting with you again next month.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.